For those of you who are regulars here at the 11:30 Mass, I feel like I need to apologize because you've had me 3 weeks in a row. Don't worry, Monsignor Richter's back, and if you just stay the course and do one more week of 11:30 Mass, you'll get rid of me next week and you'll have him back. So he's back from Rome, happy. He spoke Italian for about a day, would only speak Italian with me, no English, but now I convinced him to start speaking English again, so he's happy and healthy and all those kinds of things. But I'm always happy to be with you guys on Sunday morning. That poor man, isolated, cut off from all society, not able to be cured, rejected. When I hear the account of Jesus healing this leper in today's gospel, those are my thoughts, my feelings. Jesus, too, I'm happy to be in good company, I guess, was moved with pity for this man. If you and I knew Greek, the word pity is a little bit stronger in Greek. It means he was moved to his innards. That is to say, this was a gut-wrenching experience for the Lord. A gut-wrenching experience for him to be able to heal this man with leprosy. Now, who of us, on our best day, I guess, would not also feel a kind of pity for anyone who had leprosy 2,000 years ago? Maybe it'd be the ulcerations on the skin. Maybe it'd be the oozing of the sores, the disfigurement, the potential loss of limbs, the potential loss of eyesight and being blind. The fact that when you have leprosy, it's pretty much incurable, an immediate death sentence. Not to mention the fact that you had to do this all alone because you were completely ostracized, set apart from all society, all culture, any interaction with anybody who would care. Finally, not to mention the fact that you could no longer do the thing that you was most important to you as a Jew, namely, worship God in the temple. You couldn't do any of it because you had this disease. In fact, it was prescribed to them in the law of Moses, which we heard in our first reading from Leviticus, that all that stuff, when you had leprosy, greatly affected your life. Now, that's the bad news. Here's the good news. Today's gospel. I guess that's what the gospel does, is bring good news. Something else happens that changes his life. You have an encounter between two people. But there's one characteristic that's the same in both of these people, the leper and Christ. What is it? I propose it's this word, boldness. That you have a man with leprosy who is bold, who then approaches somebody who is bold. But that begs the question, how does this man display boldness? And how does Jesus display boldness? The man does it in 8 words. If you wish, you can make me clean. Where did that come from? It came from a spirit of boldness, of wanting to be healed, and also to know to whom to go with this request. And he goes to this miracle worker from Galilee. And then Jesus displays a little bit of boldness, doesn't he? What does he do? He reaches out, he touches him, and he says, I do will it. So you have the bold words of the leper, the bold requests and desires of the leper meeting the boldness of Jesus' healing. What does it result in? God's will being done. Jesus' intervention, Jesus' action, Jesus actually doing something for this man who is in great need. That should be tremendously good news for you and for me. But what is it about this miracle that reveals something a little bit more about other miracles to us? I think it's this, that it reveals what Christ wants to do in your life and mine by showing us how this man is cleansed. He's not cleansed from within. He's not cleansed by medicine. He's not cleansed by therapy. He's not cleansed by some kind of vaccine. He's cleansed by one means, in one way. One thing cleanses him. What is it? He allowed his scabs and his wounds and his disfigurements to be exposed to Christ. And then Christ can do something about it. And that's what happens. He exposes them to Christ. They come in contact with him, and he does something with it. Now, how often have you and I said, I say it a lot in my heart, you know what, Lord, I want to become holier. I want to become closer to you. I want to be a better priest. I want to be a better man. I want all those things. So what do? Well, I just need to try harder. I just need to really put an effort into it and try. And God reveals, that's not Christianity. That's self-will. All you have to do to become closer to me is to desire it and to expose your wounds, your sores, your disfigurements to me. Then, and only then, can I do something with it. It comes from being in contact with God, everyone. It doesn't come from following some type of a program. It comes from exposing ourselves, becoming in contact with him, allowing our sores, our wounds to do that. What a great gospel, sitting here 4 days before Lent, huh? With Ash Wednesday on this coming Wednesday, I want to offer you one question that you might want to consider. Many of us do various things during Lent that are very beautiful, whether it's increasing our mass attendance, our prayer time, giving up things, various forms of fasting. Go for it. Do it. I encourage you. I don't want to discourage you. But I also want to propose this question to ask the Lord. Lord, where in my life right now do you want to come in contact? Where is that place where you want to encourage me and love me and bless me and heal me and strengthen me and guide me? Where is it right now? We should have the expectation, everyone, that this is going to be the best Lent of our lives. And we have one goal in Lent: to become holier. And holiness is nothing other than being close to God. But something's required first. Three small words the leper says in today's gospel. If you wish. Just like the leper, we gotta want it. If we don't, nothing happens. So the question for you and for me is this: do we want him?